All right, Philip, much better weekend. Good job. First of all, there is, though, some Red Bull KTM footage of you cutting on the inside of an Acerbi's marker.
One Acerbi's marker, that's all right, because every other Tom, Dick, and Harry did the same line. So I'm all those marks weren't just for me, I tell you that right now. So
you're saying they selectively filmed you?
Yeah. Right. Oh, Hunter, Frankie, Seth, and Jay, dude, anything they can, just right. Give it to me. So sure. It's yeah, it was okay. I might have rode the edge a little bit.
Top 10, that's where you want to be. It's where you thought, you know, when I dashed you multiple times, you're like, I want to be top 10. You did it. Got a start. Really good job.
Yeah, it's first moto I struggled a little bit. Didn't have a really good flow. We made some suspension changes for the second moto. I sped my rebound up quite a bit, fork and shock, just because I think I was packing quite a bit. My bike just felt super stiff and rigid. So bike was able to move, and I was able to hop some jumps and bumps and whatever. Made it good, and that was actually it's my best moto of the year. Masterpool wasn't too far ahead, neither was Garrett. Like, I could see them, and AC was right there. So it made me feel like I still have a little something. So Millville, I was really in the dumps, just because I think I was still feeling it from Southwick a little bit, and then just spending the week in Minnesota and whatnot. But my second moto gives me some hope going into the break here.
Garrett did get you both motos. He gave you a look over, too, over the tabletop.
He did, because he was going slow, and I was trying to pass him. He's like, who is this right now? I'm like, dude, don't look at me. Go, man, you know? So, but he's riding good. So, I mean, it's his time to shine, and it's my time to get the hell out.
You complained about the track in practice, but to be fair, other guys told me the same thing. Not fun, not that great prep. I felt like for the motos, it came around, and it was more typical Washougal. It wasn't some sort of dried-out ruts everywhere.
Yeah, it's. I understand it's they have to do that to get moisture in it, make some ruts, and make some different lines. But, I mean, for God's sake, bring some topsoil in or do something.
They did.
Where?
I don't know. They told me they hauled in so much from over here.
Yeah, they dumped, seemed like, one truckload of sawdust on a downhill and some sand. You know, like, it wasn't anything. I don't know. It's I'm not happy with Washougal right now. Like, you go to Millville, it's a beautiful facility, and it's this and that. And this place is just, I don't know. It's, and the gate just jacks up. It's just like, what is this? Kind of amateur hour? So it felt like I was at a local race. But
it did help you, though, the restart.
It did help me, so I won't complain. But, that's a double-edged sword. So, it's still bullshit. Shouldn't happen.
Well, with racers, everything they talk about is biased to how they did. Everything you guys do. Every single racer. How's the track? Depending on how you did,
I would have came through the pack anyway, so there's no problem, you know.
No, but I think the track came around in the motos is what I was trying to say. Like, it came out okay.
Yeah, it actually was really – it's the roughest Washougal that – I haven't been here since 2018, but I've raced here a lot over the years. But it was the roughest Washougal that I've experienced, to be honest with you. So, I think it was good enough to where you can move around a little bit. But, I was just not a fan of going up Horsepower Hill three times today when it only should have been twice, because I ate some serious roost, and I don't use a fucking chest protector. So
no chest pro.
No, I don't. I never have, so I just eat it.
Unbelievable. Also in good news department, top 10, another good news, two ice buckets for Club MX.
Things
are looking up.
Like I said, I had to roast myself before anybody else could fucking roast me on that. But yes, we stepped it up this weekend, we're dialed. I didn't have to share Garrett's sweaty ball sweat, you know, so it worked out.
Looking up, everybody. Thanks, Philip.
Thank you.